This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Narang Koyang. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired the 10th Governing Council meeting of Niti Aayog in New Delhi today. The meeting was attended by several state chief ministers and lieutenant governors of the union territories, union ministers and vice chairmen, members and CEO of Niti Aayog. Addressing the meeting, Prime Minister Narendra Modi asked the states to develop at least one tourist destination per state at par with global standards and by providing all facilities infrastructure under one state. One global destination. The Prime Minister highlighted that this would also lead to the development of the neighboring cities as tourist places. Emphasizing on the need to work towards future-ready cities, Prime Minister Modi said that India is getting rapidly urbanized. He mentioned that if the center and all the states come together and work together like Team India, no goal is impossible. 13 Bangladeshi nationals who were residing illegally in the jurisdiction of Purnagar Marine Police Station in Ratnagiri district of Maharashtra have been deported to their home country after completing a 6-month prison sentence. The anti-terrorism squad of the police had raided a quarry on 11th November last year and arrested them. To produce any documents providing Indian citizenship, a case was registered against them under the Passport Act and the Foreigners Act. Chief Judicial Magistrate of the district sentenced all 13 individuals to 6 months of simple imprisonment. During their incarceration, authorities initiated the process of deportation, which has now been completed according to Ratnagiri police officials. India has extended notice to airmen for Pakistan flights till 23rd of next month. According to the Ministry of Civil Aviation, Indian airspace is not approved for aircrafts registered in Pakistan and operated on and leased to Pakistani airlines, including military aircrafts. Talking to the media in New Delhi, Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu Kinjarapu said the NOTAM has not been extended and India is maintaining the status quo. External Affairs Minister Dr. Jaishankar has expressed gratitude over Germany's support to India's fight against terrorism and its right to defend itself. Addressing an interaction at the German Council on Foreign Relations in Berlin, Dr. Jaishankar reiterated that India has the right to defend itself, its people and secure the country, something much of the world will agree, including Germany. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani tomorrow at 11 a.m. It will be the 122nd episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, AIR news website and News on Air mobile app. In a prize distribution function held at Bambusa Library on Saturday, Jen Chikro and her team from the Daring College of Teacher Education, Teju, received the first prize in Hindi Patriotic Group Song Contest in the senior category, while the first prize in the junior category went to the Arpita Ram and team. The competition was organized by the NSS unit and NCC units of Indira Gandhi Government College, Teju, jointly with Bambusa Library on 25 April 2025. Colonel Ravi Panwar of 6th Kumaon Regiment sponsored the Captain K.K. Venkataraman Memorial Rolling Trophy. Eminent children's writer Vijayalakshmi Nagaraj also presented 4 boxes of outstanding books. 5 northeastern states ranked among the top 10 states UTs with the highest literacy rates, led by Mizoram at the top with 98.2%. Arunachal Pradesh stood at 21st position with 84.2% literacy rate among the 28 states and 8 UTs, according to the Periodic Labor Force Survey 2023-2024 of the Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation. Besides Mizoram, the other 4 northeastern states in the top 10 were Nagaland at 3rd with 95.7%, Meghalaya at 5th with 94.2%, Tripura at 6th with 93.7%, and Manipur at 10th with 92%. Assam and Sikkim had literacy rates of 87% and 84.7% respectively. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.